Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. Well, we've certainly shaken any Christmas Day torpor from everyone around here, and I hope in the living rooms where you're watching, with that last call from Joseph in Australia. Joseph, as his namesake recommended, told a few very big lies and kept repeating them. And it's the middle of the night in Australia. And it's a wonder that he found his way onto the switchboard to talk to me. I wonder indeed. I'm asking which news stories affected you in 2014. Here are some more of them. The US police are killing innocent black men all over the place. The choking, I can't breathe, of that man, emblematic. Another Malaysian airliner, as I mentioned earlier, going down over the war zone in Ukraine. No one knows how it was brought down. No one knows why it was flying there. But it was the second disaster for Malaysia Airlines in the course of just 1 year. And no answer to either of those mysteries. Another black man, Michael Brown, killed in Missouri in Ferguson. There was another nearby Ferguson, killed just today or yesterday. But the uproar has spread throughout the country. It seems that American police officers, overwhelmingly white officers, have permission to shoot to kill anyone who's black and who shows up on the street. At least that's how it looks to black people. Black people in their tens of millions who were brought there in the holds of ships, chained to the decks as slaves, and who had to wait for the right to go to the lavatory next to a white person until the 1960s. In fact, in some states, the early 1970s. Now they're being gunned down like dogs in the street. It's a serious point, and it's one that's going to stretch into 2015. Now, we do take tweets, emails, and texts, and they come up here on the comment wall, the best of them. Let's see what they've got in store for me. Up here on the comment wall, here we are. I think we're going to tweets. What's this saying? I can't actually read it. The disappearance, controlling media, banking, no. Well, it depends what you mean by Zionists. You see, if you mean Jews, you're wrong. Most banks are not run by Jews. In fact, I can hardly think of a bank that's run by Jews. If you mean newspapers and television stations, I can't think of a single one that's run by Jews. Almost all of the outlets in media and banking are owned by non-Jews, but they are Zionists. They support Israel. If that's what you mean, then I'm with you. But if you mean it's the other way around, that somehow 7 million Israelis tell Rupert Murdoch what to do with these hundreds of newspapers and television stations around the world, you're wrong. It's just that Rupert Murdoch sees things the same way as the vast majority of the 7 million citizens in Israel. So I just think that you have to be very careful with this, not least because you're barking up the wrong tree. The tree we need to be barking up is why our country, our government, so identifies with the policies of the state of Israel. Why our country and the United States and Canada, to which I go in a moment, why are they so slavishly supporting Israel, even when it is manifestly not in their interests and the interests of their own people so to do? Let's see if Doreen in Vancouver has a point of view on that. Welcome to the show, Doreen.
Oh, hi, George. Hi, George. Merry Christmas.
And to you, my dear. Lovely to hear your voice again.
Oh, I wish I could say that for the Palestinians in Gaza. How
indeed, it's a pretty miserable Christmas for them.
Oh, how are those children managing with Christmas? And George, everything that's been said on your program today, you're absolutely right. We in Canada here, especially on the West Coast, we have hundreds of Josephs here. I am so sick and tired of hearing about Hamas and the children being used as
human shields.
And then I say to them, do you know how big Gaza? You know what they say? Why don't they just leave? I said, they can't leave. They're in a prison. Do you not understand that? And they all is that. And these are Christian people that talk about going to church. And I say, and you want to know about these children that were killed and murdered? The program you had on, George, where the Palestinian father picked his child up and the half of the head fell off. I put that on the internet and I sent it to these so-called friends I have. And I said, this is the beheading that the mainstream media didn't show you. How would you like to pick up your child and see his brains fall out? And that was just, you know, they go, oh, I don't want to see that. Let's talk about something nice. They're totally, I don't know, they must be putting a lot of fluoride in their water because these people do not know what's really going on in this world. I had an elderly vet say to me, we should bomb the hell out of Putin. I said, do you know what you're saying? And he goes, oh, yeah, and they say, well, we get them over there. I said, we're in Vancouver. You can almost see Russia from here. You think you're going to be safe in your little dollhouse? No way. These people haven't a clue. The media that we have here is, and you can tell when it's a false flag, George, because they play it over and over again on all six channels. And you just listen to it, and it's, I just turn it off. People do not understand. And God help those children in Palestine, because I grew up post-war years in Liverpool, and I played on the bomb sites. We had no food, we had ration, we had no coal, no nothing. And these people here in Canada think it's a big joke about Hamas. Why doesn't Hamas change the name and then that would throw them right off? Why don't they come up with another name?
Dorian, it wouldn't make any difference. Before Hamas was ever invented, they said all the same things about the PLO, about President Arafat, about Fatah, before Hamas ever existed. All the same things. Human shields, anti-Semitism, clauses in their constitution, driving the Jews into the sea. It's been going on now for 65 years. And it wouldn't make any difference if Hamas decided to disband and you never heard from them again. It is a Goebbelian lie. It is a bright, shining lie. There were no human shields. The Palestinians can't respond to warnings. The Palestinians in Gaza cannot leave. No one will allow them to leave. Dorian, thanks.
George,
you made me cry. You made me cry George, there.
Yeah, George, I don't know how. Who is this international law?
He's a joke. International law is a joke. Dorian, thanks for the call. I'm going back to the comment wall and I'm going to take another tweet. Let's hope it's a better one. They know Israel would crush them within hours. They cannot fight against professional soldiers. Well, actually, the Palestinian resistance in Gaza in the summer of 2014 gave the Israeli armed forces a bloody good hiding. That's why they stopped and withdrew. Ben Walker, by far the most affecting event of the year was Israel's brutal assault on Gaza and the UK government's refusal to condemn. Indeed. Andrew Mackay, Glasgow tragedy. Absolutely.